You need to fight that spirit that makes you feel hopeless, like your life is not adding any value here on earth. That thing that says to you that you will not amount to anything. That thing that says to you that others will move ahead of you and you will just be there as an onlooker. That thing that says to you that you will be nothing on earth. It is the lie of the devil. It is the lie of the devil. Even the devil knows that your life matters to God. And there is an impact that you have been called to make here on earth. You are not your background. You are not your qualifications, your educational qualifications. You are not your past. You are not the things that has happened to you. Trust me, nothing that has happened to you can disqualify you or can change that which God has written concerning your life. If truly your life amounts to nothing, if truly your life has no value on earth, if truly your life does not matter to God, how come He sent His only Son to die for you on earth? How come? Why did He pour out His Spirit upon you? Why did He send His only Son? Why is He making so much effort to reach out to you? Unto what? These are some of the things to prove to you how your life matters to God. Lift up your eyes. Raise the plane of your sight. Believe that you are a key part of eternity. There is something that God has called you to do. What has happened to you in the past, where you are coming from, your experiences, they cannot change what God has written concerning you. The Bible says, "For I know the plans that I have for you." This is God talking. "I know the plans that I have for you," says God. "Plans to give you a future and a hope. Plans to give you an expected end." You have a place in the heart of God. There is something He has raised you for. All you have to do is to lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Raise the plane of your sight. Stop focusing on the past. Stop focusing on the things that has happened to you. Fight that fear of missing out. Face God. Put your focus on Him and trust Him to lead you to that place that He has ordained for you. Look at the children of the Israelites. They were in Egypt, right in that place. They felt that life had nothing to offer them, but God had a plan for them, and He sent deliverer. He sent them a deliverer, Moses, to bring them into the promised land that He has promised to their fathers. Same way, God has a land, a future that He has promised you, and He's not going to give up on you. The Bible says that I will never leave nor forsake you. I don't know who this word is for today, but I want you to accept it. Rise up from that place where the devil has kept you. Refuse to accept anything less than the life that God has ordained for you. Refuse to accept anything less than the life that Jesus came to die to deliver to you. You have an inheritance in God. Lift up your eyes and raise the plane of your sight and see what God has done for you. I pray for you today. I pray that God will give you the strength to rise up. I pray that God will give you the courage, the boldness to step out, to leave behind the things that has limited and hindered you. I pray that you will stretch forth your hand to receive the life that God has ordained for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.